Previously with Martin Bester.
So I was just saying that yesterday, I brushed over it. I'm from Port Elizabeth. I grew up there. And I kind of brushed over the name change thing because people never really care that much about PE.
Mm-hmm.
Until yesterday. South Africans got talking. A lot of people were taking other people out for not getting the new name right, but then they also didn't get it right because it's not the easiest thing. When it comes to clicks, in Xhosa, there's a difference between isiXhosa and the other one would be Xhosa. It's a different click where you put your tongue in your mouth. And it's hard. I'm probably getting it wrong right now, but it's a difference. Most people just go towards that one click and then everything just becomes that one click. And it's not even like that. And you can't blame them. They're not used to doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you? I'm not that guy who tells someone who's not an English speaker who gets my name wrong, for instance, that it's not, that's not my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how you say it, because they are not English or Afrikaans speaking necessarily.
That's true.
You know, and you're in Italy and Martin. My name is Martin. Martini.
Yeah,
you
just,
don't do that.
You'll just waste your time and, you know, spend.
It's
like,
fine.
Yeah.
So if you want to clap a kabira, mm-hmm. with a K, then because you can't get the click right, it's mm-hmm. fine. You're trying. Fastanye. Yeah. I think it's okay. That's my take on it.
I just think you'll still know what I'm talking about and you'll still know where I'm going if
more
I were referencing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might need a second take of it, but you'll get it. It's not going to be the end of the world.
You know, so I thought to this end, let's get someone on the line. Hola, Nchinga. Molo mhlobo wam. Usaphila.
Disaphila, Martin Bester from Xhosa.
There we go.
How are you, my friend? You well?
Oh, I'm well. I'm well, brother. I cannot complain. It's a tasty issue, the issue of pronunciations, but I've carried it around with me for the last 40 years.
I was just about to say, you went straight in with a Xhosa. I mean, there's an X there that floors a lot of people. It trips a lot of people. And then you become...
Absolutely.
What are some of the pronunciations of your name that you've heard?
Oh, it's almost an endless list of consonants. I've been Dola, Xhosa, Xhosa is very popular. Xhosa, which I don't know comes from where. I think that's a C-L-O-L-A. And then, Xhosa, which is H-L-O-L. I've had a ton of them.
Because in English, the X, probably like xylitol, which is probably not even an English word, but so it becomes a Z. And
yeah,
sometimes
so
people just go for the Xhosa. And it's just, people just go with what they know.
And it does depend where you are. You're very right. When I get to the UK, if I'm in London, then it's Xhosa, automatically. And I'm not going to correct anybody because that is the anglicized pronunciation of the X. You know, people who are interested in learning, I'll try and teach. But yeah, pronunciation is a strange thing. There's so many names I can't pronounce, so I can't criticize anyone for not being able to pronounce mine.
And then they come and they trip everybody, almost everybody in this country, except for proper Xhosa speakers, with Xhosa. I've been saying a couple of times this morning, how's my pronunciation? Is it there and thereabout?
Well, I think you are pretty much there, but you've got the benefit of having heard the PE-based clicks for a few years. But you've got it. It is the Q click. I mean, you know, Xhosa's got the three clicks. It's the X, C, and Q, X being Xhosa, which is my name, C being which is right at the front of your mouth, top of your roof of your mouth. And the Q is the one in contention, which is the like Kunu, where Madiba is from. The difficulty comes in with the G, which makes it a guttural Q. So instead of Xhosa, it's
Further back in the throat. Further back in the mouth. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's right at the back of the mouth, as in isiXhosa or Xhosa. Then you get the front of the mouth, which is like in Xhosa, in Xhosa. And then you get Xhosa, which is, that's where the G comes in. So you know what's fun for me? I don't know if you know this. I studied Xhosa. I actually have a degree. Very well anymore
and my mom.
But I know, but I studied it, and I'll never forget. And I wish I could remember his name, but I can't right now. We had one of these lecturers, and he used to sit in his office, and behind his desk he had a knopkiri. And I will never forget, Xhosa. He would bring out this knopkiri to try and teach us the sounds of the different clicks.
Okay.
Depends on where he hits this knopkiri on the floor.
Yeah.
So he would go, kunu, and then he would hit the knopkiri on the floor and then make the sound with his mouth. And then I would sit there and try and get it right. So he actually helped me, and that's why I'm not bad with the clicks.
Okay.
Because of that. And I wish I could remember his name. I will get to it. If any of my Varsity friends remember him, please let me know.
Okay, it's a more creative use of McNeary than I would have had.
I know. Well, it's either that or he's going to murder us if we get it wrong.
Yeah.
but what fun. Yeah, so a lot of contention, obviously, around the name as well. I mean, to be personal, and I said it on air yesterday, I wanted peas. Before I get to that, we have not been calling Port Elizabeth for many years.
Although yeah.
We've been calling it Dubai of Ibai.
Ibai, yeah.
As many of you say, waar van nou kom jy? Kom van Dubai af.
Yeah.
Waar gaan jy nou? Gaan Dubai toe. Ibai. I'm going to Ibai.
Always,
so
yeah.
I was surprised that they didn't go with that, Ibai, because it's already an existing Xhosa name for Port Elizabeth.
Yeah, for the bay, but based off Algoa Bay.
Based off Algoa Bay, so it was taken from there. But what I'm saying is many people have not been calling it Port Elizabeth for many, many years.
Like, well, I'm still waiting to have a random conversation with, I'm just going to take a quick drive up to Tswane. It doesn't really happen quite yet. It's still Pretoria for most people. And I think everyone understands the name has changed, and that's, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I ever refer to it as Dubai, excuse me, it's just like a nickname that we've had for it for a long time. Not that there's anything wrong with a new name. And I think a lot of people also wanted Madiba to have some kind of presence there in the name, hey?
Yeah, that's a little sad to me. I'm quite happy with Nelson Mandela Bay, to be honest, because I think the man, yes, his name is everywhere, I get it, but he isn't named after a city, so that would have been all right. But I, you know, my sense after this whole funeral, Martin, is the theme of the song that you just played, just keep dancing. Like, you know, there's so much stuff that stresses people out in the last, year? I heard Kharda talking about the fact that it's been a year. You know, we could stress about it, or you could practice it. If you don't get it right, you don't get it right. I don't think anyone's going to be arrested for it. Life goes on.
We've got the best judge on the line. Do you want to give it a go, Liesl? give the new name a go.
You go first.
Geberga.
Geberga.
Oh, well done.
There you go.
Oh, well done. Elma.
Geberga.
Hey!
Very, very well. Very, very good. We're set. We're okay.
But I think we'll be fine, yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, though, if you are out there hearing this thinking there's no way I'll get it right, a few years ago, I couldn't say Kola, and he was my colleague. And I practiced out loud in my car when I was on my own for a long time.
Now, Port Elizabeth Tourism or Geberga Tourism, how about an invite? After all this, after all this advertising, yeah, up here in Gauteng. Good to hear your voice again, my friend. Look up yourself, Lola. Thank you so much.
Yeah, wonderful to chat to you guys. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
I love it.
Jacaranda FM.